From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iraq's elite counterterrorism service Thursday retook full control of Bartala. That's a small Christian town to the east of Mosul, which the Islamic group seized 2 years ago. The CTS commander there announced the jihadist defeat in Bartala on television from that town, which lies 15 kilometers from the eastern edge of Mosul. The development comes as Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi told an international meeting in Paris that the operation to retake the former Islamic State stronghold of Mosul is going faster than expected. For VOA, Lisa Bryant reports.
Foreign ministers from Western and Middle Eastern nations have been meeting to discuss how to restore peace and stability once the Islamic State group is ousted from Mosul. French President François Hollande warned Islamic State militants were already fleeing to their nearby stronghold in Raqqa, Syria.
Nous ne devons pas regarder Mosul comme un point sur une carte.
If the coalition is able to inflict a defeat on Islamic State and show it's capable of bringing together all those who want to be part of tomorrow's Iraq, Hollande told the gathering, we won't just have won the battle, but we will have won the war. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Pentagon Chief Ashton Carter Thursday decried North Korea's latest missile test and again avowed an overwhelming response if Pyongyang were to ever launch a nuclear weapon. North Korea Thursday conducted what appeared to be a failed test of a powerful medium-range missile. South Korea's foreign ministry strongly condemned the act. The foreign minister said it's a violation of UN Security Council resolutions. VOA News.